Hi everyone, and welcome back to the Snap UK NFL podcast. We are back for part two recording this evening, so excuse the tired sounding voices and tired looking faces if you're watching. We've done our AFC preview in the last podcast. I urge you to go and listen to that. And now we're going to preview the NFC. So without further ado, because we've all got beds and jobs to get to, John, will you start us off with the NFC North, please?
Yeah, so Packers coming off a strong year. Status quo for them, really. Which is a shame, because actually, you know, with their draft, they possibly could have really strengthened their team. But what they did was not do that.
Aaron Rodgers out to dry is the phrase you're looking for.
Yeah. It all depends as well on Devontae Adams, who was still really good last year, but spent most of the year struggling with like turf toe. So wasn't as explosive as he has been before, but still put up some brilliant numbers. So and hopefully won't have that this year. So if you've got him in fantasy, expect big things. Unfortunately, behind him, Valdes-Scantling, I think, is probably expected to be number two.
It reads like this, John. It reads, Alan Lazard, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Equanimeous St. Brown, Malik Taylor, and our old favourite, Devin Funchess.
No, Devin Funchess opted out for the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not there.
Brilliant. And then if you want to add in the tight end, you've got the evergreen Mercedes Lewis.
Yeah,
It's just bad. They were running him last year. Aaron Jones is going to be good again, but that's what they're counting on, being a running team.
They are. Aaron Jones had a great year last year. Like we put him into sort of the elite band of running backs. Whether he can do that again is, to be seen. But he's come from being a pretty bang average running back to being very, very good. So, to expect the same is possibly pushing it. But brought in Christian Kirksey on defense. You know, the defense finally started to look all right last year. Lost a couple of players, but it's, once again, it's status quo. They are standing still whilst other teams in the maybe not this division, but other divisions are moving forward. So,
Couple of questions, guys. Aaron Rodgers last year in Green Bay?
I think maybe he's got two more years. But I wouldn't be surprised if he was last year.
You can never tell. You never tell with him, because. Who can afford him?
Well, I'm hoping for 2 years so Garoppolo's contract ends and the 49ers can finally get Aaron Rodgers.
second question is, if it was to be his last season, does he play elsewhere or does he just mosey off into the sunset, get drunk?
Oh, I think he plays elsewhere. He'll have a massive chip on his shoulder.
Yeah. Is he that good?
Now. Yeah.
He's good, yeah.
Yeah. I don't get where this thing is coming from, that Aaron Rodgers is not any good anymore. He still gets injured, but that's because they run the team through him. Last year, it was really good that they had Aaron Jones, and they could take some pressure off him. And he still had great games.
Yeah.
You don't lose games because of Aaron Rodgers.
No. Let's not forget, I think, you touched on it, John. Their defense is better than it was. I think they've still got a problem with run defense. But even with this dodgy level of wide receivers, they were 13-3 last year.
Yeah,
and the AFC isn't an easy division.
No, God no. They were just undone at the end by a magnificent 49ers team. So,
that was his second lowest number of touchdowns for a full completed season, though. Even though he threw 26 to four interceptions,
it wasn't a stellar performance. It's a different way of playing, though. They're not running the whole offense through him. They, you know, out, you know, in previous years, Aaron Jones would never have got the production he had because they wouldn't have given the ball to him. So, yeah, you know, it's good. You shouldn't be running your whole offense through a 37-year-old.
I absolutely agree with you. I think he's definitely on the decline, and we're trying to look for ways of covering it up because it's Aaron Rodgers.
I disagree.
I disagree. I think if you had 2 minutes on the clock and the ball, there was about three quarterbacks in the league I'd want, and one of them is Aaron Rodgers. But so yeah, Packers. Status quo. Bears. They have. So we already discussed it in the previous pod. They have a quarterback battle, I guess.
Anymore.
Trubisky is starting, but Foles is a decent backup behind him, and is pressure on him. And Trubisky, year before, looked like he was becoming sort of the player that Chicago Bears didn't go with, you know, Deshaun Watson or Patrick Mahomes for. And he was average, as Gary says. He was average, but passable. And last year he was toilet. And he's not got his fifth year picked up. I think we could be seeing the end of Trubisky by mid-season if they don't get off to a good start. They are effectively wasting one of the best defenses in the NFL by having them on the pitch for three quarters of the game. They have like Allen Robinson, who's a great wide receiver. And they just can't get him. They have the world's largest collection of tight ends.
Oh.
And they've added to it this year, haven't they? Yep. Jimmy Graham.
Yeah. Has just added crack tight end.
What are they paying? $8 million or something?
Yeah. It's a 2-year contract for a tight end who is well past his best.
But it's okay because in the second round of the draft with their first pick, they picked Cole Kmet, another tight end. So, you bring in Foles, who's got a decent arm, and you're going to have Allen Robinson and about 50 tight ends. Who knows? But defensively, they're great. They're fine. They can cause some trouble if they aren't on the pitch so much. They need to be saved by having a decent functioning offense. And part of the problem is the offensive line, which is awful. So I think it was 3 yards of rush last year. And, you know, Montgomery came in with a bit of hope and flat to deceive because the line is so bad. The line hasn't really got much better. So, you know, I worry.
You know, the thing with the quarterback battle, in 19 fewer starts than Nick Foles has, Mitchell Trubisky has only thrown 9 fewer interceptions. Like, it's not like he just doesn't move the ball. He also gives it away too much. And for a player who doesn't move the ball, you've got to be conservative and keep the ball. Like Alex Smith. Alex Smith is a great example. He doesn't move the ball that well, but he also never gives it to the other team. And Nick Foles doesn't really give the ball away. Just doesn't move the ball very well. That's fine if you combine those two things. But Trubisky is that combination of doesn't move it very well and gives it to the other team in your territory because he hasn't moved the ball. That's the concern for me. And I think the pressure of Nick Foles will be too much rather than a good thing for Mitchell Trubisky. I think he'll be looking over his shoulder thinking one bad game and I'm out of a job.
There's positive stuff I've heard from camp, but, you know, it's camp. So let's not get too over our heads here. You know,
I'd really like to see Mitchell Trubisky be good because he was a young player that was taken far too early in the draft, and I think he deserves a chance. I just don't see it happening. I just I think it's done because they've put pressure on him. They haven't picked up the contract. I think he'll just blow the chance. And then
he's
going to be a backup somewhere.
Do you think he's starting because he knows the scheme better?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
If on a regular season...
Fold might have beat him out by now.
Fold might have beat him out by now.
Yeah, I think so. If they'd have had four pre-season games, Fold starts the season. The thing is, Foles had only ever started a maximum of 13 games. So it's not like you're going to get a full season out of him. But somewhere around halfway into the season, probably game six or seven, Foles is going to be in. It's just inevitable. And this franchise goes backwards because they've got to select another quarterback because you can't go two seasons with Nick Foles, can you? He never does. So they're back to square one.
But yeah. But yeah, still got some great defensive talent, but yeah. Vikings. Kirk Cousins. You want a playoff game.
You know, prime time, baby.
Prime time. The curse is over. The Vikings had a decent season where because they ran the offense not really through Kirk Cousins. It was run based offense. But it works. If they can keep Dalvin Cook fit, then what a player they have on their hands. But is third year or fourth year, and he's yet to have a really injury free season. So it'd be nice to dream, but you know we've been let down before because I've got him in a couple of fantasy teams. Diggs has gone because, as I say, we said in the last podcast, Minnesota consider it a win-win for both him and themselves because they couldn't get him the ball that he requires. So he's gone. They brought in Justin Jefferson, so he can sit on, you know, and be frustrated for a few years. Before eventually leaving because they don't get him the ball either. But he looks a talented player. Xavier Rhodes has gone after being very disappointing for a couple of years. Linval Joseph, there's defensive players have gone that were old and sort of on the way down.
That's a great sign.
Let's say they've bought in Yannick Ngakoue, they've bought in some players in the draft. So, if they can settle in, the defense is still good.
They're surely solid playoff team, isn't they, the Vikings?
Exactly. Yeah.
I'd be amazed if we haven't all got them down to being players.
And that brings us on to Detroit.
Detroitus.
Yeah. So, of the coaches on the hot seat, Patricia surely has a burning ass because he's been on the hot seat now for what, a year and a half, two years.
He's only been there 2 years.
Yeah. 3 years. This is his third year.
Yeah, he's been there for two.
Yeah. He's seemingly been on the hot seat for the whole time. It doesn't seem to have been particularly well received. They've brought in some more Patriots defenders this season because that's what they do. Jamie Collins, Danny Shelton, Duan Harmon, all from New England. Geronimo Allison as a wide receiver, who failed to gel with Rodgers.
I believe he's out for the year, to be fair.
The important thing for them is they don't, hopefully, won't have to rely on David Blough because Matt Stafford is fit. So that makes Detroit better than they were last year when they were, which... probably save Patricia's job because of the fact that Stafford weren't there. Jeff Okuda is coming on the draft. Good little player. But they've also got a committee now for running back because they have not been good with the rush since, 1998 when Sanders quit. So they've got Kerryon Johnson, who gets injured. They've got DeAndre Swift, who should work well with...
quick from all the reports I've heard.
Yeah.
And they've also added AP. So there's some depth there because AP is 64 years old, but he still did a half decent job at Washington last year, and God knows he needs the money. So, but unfortunately for them, I can see another losing year because everyone else in the division is better than them.
Well, so in my... I don't know. I've got them above the Bears. I think the Bears are worse.
I have also got them above the Bears. I think the Bears are comfortably worse.
Yeah.
I've got Packers, Vikings, Bears, and then the Lions.
Oh, Packers, Lions, Bears. I think the Vikings beat the Packers this season. Packers are going backwards.
I've got Packers, Vikings, Lions, Bears.
Vikings, Packers, Bears, Lions.
Yeah. I think the receiving core on this Lions team helps them. Kenny Golladay is a genuine number one. Marvin Jones might be the best underrated receiver in the league. His he was incredible at the end of last year.
Michael Gallup.
No, he's at the Cowboys.
I get that. But he's the most underrated
number two receiver. Right. Okay, fine. But all I was going to say was Danny Amendola in the slot did a very quiet job without anyone talking about it. And TJ Hockenson fit at tight end. I just think those four puts them head and shoulders above anything the Bears can put on the field, backed by Mitchell Trubisky.
But also, you mentioned it as well. Yes, they got a committee running back. They got depth at running back. Like Kerryon Johnson, DeAndre Swift, Adrian Peterson. All of them are capable. I think DeAndre Swift will be a really good running back. I think all of them are capable of getting yards. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if all of them were over 500 yards for the year.
I will say
that's versus David Montgomery and Tariq Cohen, isn't it, obviously?
If you put the man I think is regressing, Aaron Rodgers, on this team, I think that this team would win the division. Because I think with those weapons, Aaron Rodgers would be another step better than Matt Stafford, and that would put them right up there next to the Vikings and probably beating them.
Yeah, I see where you're going. I thought it was a
fight. He's much better than what Rodgers has got.
Yeah, I mean, I still think Matt Stafford's a good quarterback. I mean, he's a good pickup in fantasy because he does get yards and very rarely turns the ball over. I think he could be in for a big year this year if he stays fit.
Okay, thank you, John. I'm up next with the NFC South. So there's only one place to start, and it's the team that are going to win this division. It's the Saints. I don't have any problem saying that. I think they're going to be comfortably the best team again in the NFC South. I know, I understand the head shaking, but despite Drew Brees' drop-off in arm strength, look at what they did last year when he didn't play. With Teddy Bridgewater, they still won, all five games when he wasn't there? Mm-hmm. And Jameis Winston is a better fit in the scheme than changing the whole scheme to fit Teddy Bridgewater. So if Brees misses time, I think they just sail through. Winston comes in, throws the ball down the field.
He's had his eyes fixed, didn't he, now?
He's had his eyes fixed. Taysom Hill probably doesn't get so much of a look in because I think Jameis is an upgrade over Teddy in terms of this scheme. Emmanuel Saunders is going to take a lot of pressure off Michael Thomas.
Yep.
You'll probably find Saunders vultures a lot of touchdowns that Michael Thomas would have had.
Is it not Sanders? Sorry,
Saunders. Apologies. It's quite late. I'm not convinced by Tre'Quan Smith, who's the third receiver on the depth chart, but when you've got Jared Cook as a pass-catching tight end, I think that makes up for the gap, the shortfall, and Alvin Kamara can only be better than last year.
Yep. I thought Jared Cook signing is really important. Yeah. Really, really important.
It's a big, big signing. But Alvin Kamara is key. If he is fit, then this team steps forward again from last year. And they did brilliantly without him, but he really wasn't fit at any point last year. and it showed. So, yeah. As for the defence, I think this defence is underrated because everyone always says, oh, it's the Saints' defence, they're never that good. They've been quite good the last 2 years. They've not let the team down for the last 2 years, have they?
They've been a great defence for the last 2 years. Like, yeah. Cameron Jordan is an all-pro defensive end. They brought him now from Jenkins as well, safety. That's good veteran leadership in a young backfield, where they've got kind of Marshawn Lattimore, who, yeah, he had a bit of a down year last year, but he's still a quality cornerback.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's one player who I agree with you in terms of, like, Alvin Kamara needs to stay fit. They've added Ty Montgomery, who, yeah, he's not brilliant, but he's almost a like-for-like replacement for Kamara in terms of,
you know, Kamara light.
Yeah, pass-catching kind of running back. And they drafted Adam Troutman, a tight end, who no one's ever really heard of, but I reckon he could be actually pretty good. So, you know, yes, Jared Cook is obviously going to be number one tight end, but Troutman could be an interesting player to watch.
Yeah, I think the Saints are just going to march on like they did last year. I don't see them having any difference. And like I say, the biggest concern always last year was Drew Brees' arm. And I don't think they're going to need to wear it out this year. I don't think there's any massive drop-off in the scheme. And we all know Sean Payton is one of the best four or five coaches in the whole NFL. So yeah, he will get it right with whoever he's got under center. They're going a long way for me. Next up in this division for me, it's the Bucks. I think they comfortably slot in behind the Saints. It's a lot to ask for Tom Brady to adjust to this system with no off-season. If they'd had a full off-season, they'd be closer to the Saints for me. I don't have a problem with Brady being 43. What I do have a problem with is, when was the last time he threw a pass more than 15 yards down the field?
2017.
Sorry?
2017.
I think you're about right. I think it was about 34 games ago. He doesn't throw the ball down the field, and this whole offense is predicated on throwing down the field. Now, if he's given time in the pocket, he may well do that, but I think a lot of it is going to be short underneath passes to Gronk and OJ Howard, and you're going to minimize a little bit of the Mike Evans, Chris Godwin effect. Hopefully, teams will then start latching on to Gronk and the other tight ends, and that will give him open opportunities down the field. But he isn't that passer anymore. He can't do that. So it's a slight misfit with what Bruce Arians wants to do. But Bruce Arians is good enough to get something out of Brady. The addition of Leonard Fournette, I don't like the player, but I like what he brings to this team because they're going to play two running backs a lot. I think Brady likes the RPO. Brady likes to have options. We know Fournette can catch the ball. We know Ronald Jones can catch the ball. We know LeSean McCoy fits somewhere in between the two. I think all three of those guys are getting game time. There's no lead back for me. And the defence is again, better than it gets credit for. Sue, good. Vea, good. Jason Pierre-Paul, good. The age of the team definitely is a concern. Barrett is a bit older as well. So I think it's playoffs or bust this year for this team, for me. They're going to be rebuilding very quickly.
I think they've got 2 years left of Brady. I think they can get 2 years out of him. I agree with what you're saying about Bruce Arians, but I think he's also a savvy enough coach to know what he's got and what he can work with. And he's been around the block enough to kind of adapt his play calling system to allow Brady to make those shorter throws. He's got his mate Rob Gronkowski there. You know, Mike Evans is another big target, and Chris Godwin's going to stretch the field. So, I mean, you're right. You're going to see a lot of play for a lot of passes.
What do we think about the Gronk comeback? Because I've seen a lot of things written basically saying, look, he was washed up at New England. He left at the right time. He shouldn't come back. But his biggest problem was fitness. He's had all this time to recover. If they get good Gronk for 1 year, that's a great sign.
Yeah.
Well, apparently he's struggling with the heat, isn't he?
Oh, really? I don't know.
Yeah, apparently they're saying, like, you know, being fit in the cold of New England is one thing, but being, you know, fit in 90% humidity in Florida is slightly different. Apparently he's been really struggling.
But the good thing is he's not going to have to be on the field all the time. OJ Howard and Cameron Brate are two of the better tight ends in this division. So all three of them on the same team, you just rotate them around.
Yeah, you are talking about two players who have lots of experience of losing in Florida.
Yeah, that's very true. They do. Yeah, every year. Next up for me, I've got the Falcons. I think last season's end of year recovery masked a very poor team. I'm not sure Dan Quinn should be the head coach still. I know Matt Ryan is a great quarterback. I get it. He covers up a lot of things. Calvin Ridley, brilliant. Julio Jones is Julio Jones. We don't have to talk about that. It's not the lack of weapons. It's the coaching for me. There's a problem. There's a some sort of something isn't getting through. I like Hayden Hurst at tight end. That's an upgrade. Like, it's good. I'm definitely not sold on Todd Gurley. Four games in, you're going to see the knees go again. I think you're in trouble. And there's nothing behind him. Brian Hill and Ito Smith. You're not getting 16 games out of Todd Gurley. So that's going to fall apart very quickly. The defense is always beset by injury. They're all injury prone. They haven't done enough for me. I think this team could slip so far behind in this division and not even be as good as last year when they were poor. I don't see a lot to be happy about, other than the fact that the Panthers also won't be very good.
I think you're right. I worry about Todd Gurley, and I think that a lot of people have question marks over him when they were picking kind of their fantasy team. I really love the addition of Hayden Hurst. It's a like-for-like replacement for Austin Cooper. A little stat, this is the only team to ever be able to field 11 first-round players on offense.
Unfortunately, they can't. They released Laquon Treadwell. They could have been. I thought somebody might say it. They could have been, but they released him 2 days ago. They can no longer do that.
Well, they've shot themselves in the foot there. I also
ten,
like the
10 first round.
But they
10 out of 11. That's pretty good.
10 out of 11 is not bad. Dante Fowler coming in as well. They've lacked pass rush for a long time. They've got two good interior players on the line. I think Dante Fowler could feast on opponents this year if the rest of that defense stays fit, which is a massive if.
Deion Jones and Keanu Neal have got to stay fit. Neal isn't even guaranteed to start the first game of the season. I just think they're in trouble. I think they'll give away points. They'll override Gurley, and that'll be them done.
AJ Terrell on the defense, adding to their secondary, I think is a good pick.
You like that?
That will help. That will help a lot.
For me in this division, and it pains me because of the players they've got, but I think they are probably 2 years away from being good enough, especially with the new coach. It's new coach syndrome as well. The no off-season doesn't help. Matt Rhule will build this team. He has a history through college of rebuilding broken teams. Christian McCaffrey, brilliant. He's a world beater. He's a world beater on a very poor team. Teddy Bridgewater will be fine, but he's not making anyone better. He's just going to be fine. DJ Moore is just about a number one receiver. And then they've got Robbie Anderson, who we discussed earlier, is not an upgrade to anybody's team.
Well, he didn't go in our fantasy draft.
Yeah, because they've got to throw it to someone.
He's being paid, $10 million a year. We don't want him.
Curtis Samuel, for me, gets too much credit. I don't really get it. I don't think he's that good of a player. They've got nothing at tight end whatsoever. Chris Manhurts, Ian Thomas and Colin Thompson. I mean, none of those are filling you with a load of sort of good feeling about keeping Teddy upright or having someone to throw to. And the defense, it was the lead defense in giving up rushing touchdowns last season. They added Gross Matos, but he's a pressure player, not a run-stopping player.
They added Derek Brown as well with their first round, who is a run-stopping player. He looked amazing in the Senior Bowl. He absolutely destroys players. So I really love that pick by them. I agree.
It needs to pay off quickly, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, it needs to pay off quickly. I don't think this is a team that's going to do very well this year. They've got kind of weapons who, in terms of like, it will be short yardage passes and rely on them to then run the ball really quickly. That's not Robbie Anderson's game, but Robbie Anderson's got history with Matt Rhule in terms of like their Baylor history. So that's probably what's got him the contract there. They spent all their draft capital on the defense because they knew that it was an issue. So yeah, you're not going to see it in the first year, but there's potential for it to be much better in years 2, 3, 4.
This time next season, it's a bit like we said with the Raiders last year. This time next season, this team should have taken a big step forward. Unfortunately, like the Raiders, there's a chance they won't, but I trust Matt Rhule right now over John Gruden.
Yeah, I think also because they've given, similar to John Gruden, actually, because they've given Matt Rule a six-year contract, the ownership are behind him. Like, I think they accept that it's not going to be a quick start. It's a rebuilding. I think Teddy Bridgewater's probably, you know, it's a bit of a punt. If it works, great. If not, then we have a high pick next year with which to take a quarterback.
I've got Saints, Bucks, Falcons, Panthers with a big drop-off after the Bucks. Anyone disagree? Yeah.
Exactly the same.
No, you got that one right for a change.
Thank you very much. I get the seal of approval. Gary, you're next with the NFC East.
Okay, let me just do my research. obviously, a division with quite a lot of change, you know, in terms of coaching. So, had a number of coaching changes in this division, which we'll come on to. So, we'll start with the Eagles because they haven't changed their head coach. They've stayed with Doug Pederson. I think the big question for the Eagles, as it is with every year, is can they keep people fit? You know, so they have lost some key people over the course of the off season. So Malcolm Jenkins went, which I think is huge for that club, isn't it? You know, it's not just on the pitch but off the pitch as well. Malcolm Jenkins, you know, drove them to that Super Bowl, you know, really, yeah. You know, not like the coach driver, but, you know, he really drove them to the Super Bowl. I don't know why I felt like I needed to explain that, but I did.
Good.
And I think, you know, the big issue for me is, you know, Carson Wentz, you know, he looks very fragile, you know, and, you know, they've got a player who really hurts backing him up. And it's, don't take your head, Griff. I've been sat here for ages, bored. But the point is, I think he's just such a liability. You know, can you really trust him? He's paid a lot of money, but can you really trust Carson Wentz?
I don't think so. I think your point is
he lasted last season. It was just a dirty hit that took him out.
Was he not out at the start of the season, though, as well?
No, he was in.
No, he was in. He spent he was there one season.
Games.
I think... obviously, they've taken Darius Slay. I think that's a really amazing move. Helps a lot. You know, he's had what the third most forced incompletions since 2017. 50 forced incompletions.
Nice. Damn.
That is awesome, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That is impact on a game. So. I think Eagles are going to be what the Eagles are. You know, I'm just not feeling their running game at all.
No.
You know, none of us were keen, were we, during the draft? Sanders just sit there. None of us wanted to take him. I think someone took a punt in about the eighth round or something.
What do you make of the receiving game beyond Zach Ertz, who will be a machine? They've got DeSean Jackson, who was bad last year.
Sports hernia last year.
Yeah, and Alshon Jeffrey, who isn't fit.
And they tried to trade
him. They got Goodwin.
Goodwin
was their big draft pick, wasn't it?
Raider, yeah.
But who is out for the first 4 to 5 games?
Yeah.
Now, I actually picked up DeSean Jackson in our fantasy league yesterday because they've got nobody else to throw the ball to.
No. JJ Arcega-Whiteside and Greg Ward, that does not fill me.
They are going to have a really difficult start to the season, I would say.
Yeah.
But they will be the Eagles. You know, they have got lots of talent. They've got a good defence. I think they've improved the secondary with Slay. And I think that was important. You know, when we went to see them, you know, was it last year or the year before? And literally, they were just getting torn apart in the secondary, weren't they? It was awful. So I think they've needed to address that secondary for a while. So I do think they've had Roby Coleman come in as well, haven't they?
Yeah.
They really have improved that. So I think that's going to be really interesting to see. So I think they're going to probably step on from last year if they can keep people fit. That's the big question for the Eagles. You know, they're a good team. They could be very good.
But they've got quick this offseason. The offense, you know, with the new draft pick. That, you know, if Goodwin would have been there, that'd been really good.
Him out is a problem for him, isn't it?
Yeah, because they'd have had a rapid offense, and that is not something they've had for a while.
They got two. I mean, the two tight ends, Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert,
yeah,
good. But
statistically,
yeah,
the best two tight end package.
Yeah,
I think if you had a, you know, a star wide receiver or a consistent one, and you know, something more at running back, you'd feel much more comfortable that they can score points when they need to. You know, if they get into shootouts, you wouldn't put your money on the Eagles, would you? If they've got to come from two scores back, you wouldn't be too confident. How many times they'll get themselves into that situation is what's up for debate, I suppose. Interesting one next is the Cowboys. So, obviously, 8-8 last year. Missed the playoffs again. Garrett gone. And then... The mighty Mike McCarthy has come out of his garage. He's put on about 5 stone, but apparently he has a new modern approach and an understanding of football. So I think it's going to be really interesting to watch. I think when you look at their offense, it is just stacked up, isn't it? You know, you've got Zeke, you've got Michael Gallup, you've got obviously
CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb was an absolute steal in the draft. He ended up dropping way later than most of them had been going. So I think, you know, obviously they've paid people a lot of money apart from Cam. That dynamic will be interesting. Is he paying for a contract there, or is he playing for a contract elsewhere? They paid Amari Cooper, didn't they? A lot of money. And they have seemed a little bit, you know, adverse to paying Dak, you know, and Deshaun Watson's just come and pushed the market up, as long with Mahomes again, you know. Dak showed last year that he, you know, he is a quality Pro Bowl quarterback. You can't deny that, Jim. He threw the most yards in the league.
No, he didn't.
James did.
He threw over 4,000 yards last year, didn't he?
James Winston threw 5,000 yards, and you know, shit, I don't.
By QBR, I think he was the third best quarterback behind Mahomes. And
yeah, he was.
I still don't rate him. I think he's a glorified game manager. Like, he's not. You say he's the third best quarterback behind, you know, Mahomes and Deshaun. What's his name? Deshaun Watson. But I mean, generally, like, I don't think you can lean on Dak Prescott to win you a game.
No, I agree with you, but I think the way they use him, they are getting the absolute...
Yeah, so he's a game manager.
But that's fine.
Yeah.
Look how far the Chiefs were getting with Alex Smith, here he comes again, as a game manager. They were getting well into the play.
So,
I think we're underrating the
ability of a
quarterback that doesn't... They don't all have to run around doing everything everyone else does, do they?
But he's had 5 300-yard games in his career.
Yeah.
That's not a lot.
Consistent. Like Alex Smith is a good quarterback. But there's no way the Cowboys should be playing Dak Prescott anything near to what Watson or Mahomes have been playing. And that's basically what he's asking for.
I agree with Jim. The reason for the lack of 300-yard games is because they run Zeke into the ground. He doesn't have to throw the ball. He doesn't have to get the yards. Zeke does it. The O-line is fantastic. Keep spending money on the O-line. Give Dak just enough.
I honestly think if you put Andy Dalton in there instead of Dak Prescott, I think you'll have a similar result next year.
I said this to you. I think you could slot him in, no problem. Yeah. They don't need to pay Dak, but if you keep him, you've got a great playoff team.
Yeah.
And that is why the previous coach got sacked, because this should be a great playoff team.
Yeah. So... The only thing I would say is they did lose their centre unexpectedly in the off-season. He was only 29, wasn't he, Frederick? And, you know, he was a great player. So I think it will be interesting to see how the line copes with that. But offence, you just don't worry about that team, do you? Really? It should be great. I think Mike McCarthy is a you know, a great step on from Garen. Garrett, that's what it is late now.
It is. I'd rather have you than Garrett.
Question here.
Yeah.
McCarthy is still letting the offensive coordinator do the plays. How long does that last? Because that's one of the reasons for his sort of the unpleasantness at the end of his Green Bay stay was he wanted to call the plays.
But he said that part of his new education in football is that he understands he needs to let other people run parts of the team. So this development of understanding the way the game is now means, and I forget the guy's name, it's the ex-quarterback, isn't it?
Kellen Moore.
He has backed Kellen Moore to call the plays, and Kellen Moore might be the best coach on this staff. It was probably 2 years too early for him to get the head coach job, but that's what he's looking for. He wants to be the head coach after Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
We've chatted a lot about the offense on the Cowboys. I think the defense, you know, obviously is equally important, but I like some of the moves they've made on defense. They brought in Everson Griffin from Vikings, slightly older, but he'll give DeMarcus Lawrence more time. But I think the real key to the defense is Leighton Van Der Esch and Jalen Smith playing to the same level they played, not last year, but the year before. I think there was a drop-off last year, but if they get back up to that same level...
Van Der Esch only played 9 games last year. He needs to play virtually every week.
Yeah, they need both of them on the field all the time. And that is an if they get that, that's an amazing tandem, an inside linebacker.
I couldn't agree. If they play 14 to 16 games each, this team's unstoppable.
Yeah, well, it should be. It's like the Browns, isn't it? It should be brilliant on paper, but
Yeah, so next we're going to move on to 2 car crashes of the division. So we've got the Giants, John. Obviously, Daniel Jones, everyone was still recovering from the fact they picked him 6th in the draft. You know, he wasn't as bad as everyone thought he was going to be last year. You know, even with his 18 fumbles, which was impressive. But
he's bulked up this off-season, hasn't he? He's been on the McCaffrey diet.
That is good to know, being as he's still going to get hit a lot.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I think the Giants are building well. Obviously, you drafted quite well, didn't you? So you did take
Andrew Thomas
to try and protect him. The 4th pick, you know, so very good tackle. I think that's going to help a lot. But unfortunately, your other major draft, your safety, Xavier McKinney, is out now. Has been put on injured reserve. Not expected back for the first week 12.
Yeah. Yes, shame, because a really talented little player he is. But,
yeah.
You know.
Obviously, you've also lost Nate Solder because he's opted out for the season.
Your 29 first-round pick, DeAndre Baker, who's under investigation for armed robbery.
Well, yeah, he won't be on the team by the end of the year.
He's gone.
Yeah.
Is he gone?
Then you've got, you know,
it's a 10-year mandatory sentence when he gets found guilty.
And then you've got some, you know, perennial underachievers in Leonard Williams and Jabril Peppers, who are just flatter to deceive every year. And it's a shame at the Giants at the moment. I think it's going to be interesting to see what Joe Judge does. He's supposed to be an interesting character, so we put him that way. Some strange methods. So we won't see. He knows the owners quite well, doesn't he? Is that right, John?
What's that?
Joe Judge.
But I'm quite impressed with Joe Judge at the moment, because he's come into a car crash seemingly, and seems he's doing the right things. I think the main issue is going to be Gettleman, and this is his last chance to keep his job as GM.
Yeah. You know what I like about the Giants is, bar the DeAndre Baker stuff, which is clearly his own making, you've heard nothing about them. And I think that's a really good thing. That's a really good thing. Settle down.
I think the offense will be improved on last year. But I think the defense, with the injuries and the absences, I think the defense is going to be under huge amounts of pressure. And I can see it being, you know, quite difficult to watch this year. I'm not sure how much you're going to move on from last year in terms of results. You might find your offensive unit improving and becoming more cohesive to be better in a year's time. But I think this year will not be much of a step on from last year's 3 wins or whatever it was, John.
I think we're going to get more than 3, but I don't think we're getting playoffs. But no. I'm quietly confident that
I suppose four is more than three, isn't it? Yeah.
There's been some like Blake Martinez. I like as a pickup. There's some players that and we've had Daniel Jones just looks more ready for football than he did last year. He's not been practicing with a red shirt, so he's been getting hit in practice to get him ready because there's talent there, but he has some obvious failings.
For Daniel Jones, though, massive upgrade over Eli from the last 3 years. Like,
oh yeah,
he actually couldn't really have done a lot more last season. Like, it's not his fault he was drafted where he was. He already looks a better player than Trubisky, who was the last quarterback taken way too early.
Yeah, and I think, when you're a team that ships a lot of points, you're often going to be chasing the game, aren't you? So, Saquon should be able to really lead that team into great positions. But if you're just constantly giving up touchdown after touchdown, you can't just run the ball, can you, for 20 minutes? So it does change your approach to offense as well.
So. Chances of Evan Ingram playing 16 games?
No. Well, I think it would be good if he could because he really came on, didn't he, last year? He's definitely a top 10 tight end now.
Oh, easily,
Easily. He's a young player still, and I think really talented. So, like I say, the offense is coming together. I just think there's just going to be too much pressure on it.
Yeah.
I still think the team is a good 2 to 3 drafts away from competing again.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have a new head coach by then, so hopefully,
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I mean, a new general manager. But I'm not sure about head coach, but I'll give him a chance.
And then I don't really know where to start with the Redskins, really, because
they're not there. Well,
they're not there anymore.
They don't exist.
You can't call them that for a start.
The football team,
formerly called Redskins. It just seems to be absolute chaos. I'm not sure how they've done anything in pre-season. Obviously, they got the best player in the draft in Chase Daniels, who looks amazing.
Young. You know,
Chase Young, even.
Not Chase Daniel. He's backing up somebody in quarterback land.
Chase Daniels does not look amazing.
It is very late. But he looks... I've seen some videos from training, from camp, and he looks amazing. Obviously, you've got the Alex Smith story as well. There's just so much going on there that isn't really about the fact that they're still got a very poor roster and not much cap space. So there's lots of, Ron Rivera's obviously gone in, great coach who's now got cancer. There just seems to be problem upon problem. Now, I'm sure, he's won Coach of the Year twice. He's clearly a very talented coach who builds a team based on strong defence. I'm sure that he will, mold that team into, the image that he wants them to be. But this year, I just cannot see, anything positive at that team whatsoever.
I think the defence is, it could be really positive. I think you've got like 4 first-rounders on that defensive line, similar to what the 49ers have done in the past. And they've got some decent cornerbacks as well. I actually think they're going to be... I think it's going to be hard to score points against them, but I completely agree with you on the offense. There's literally nothing now. There's Terry McLaurin, who, if he gets the ball, is electric, but I don't trust Dwayne Haskins to get him the ball if Haskins is the starting quarterback, which I presume...
And who was the guy that came in from the Panthers?
Kyle Allen. Basically coming because he knows the Rivera system.
So he's
there to help Dwayne Haskins, as is Alex Smith. Let's not brush over this too quickly, right? None of us really want to see Alex Smith play, right?
No.
Mainly because you don't want to see him get hurt again. Yeah. But he's still easily the best quarterback on this roster by a mile.
I would agree completely. I mean, I'd like to see him play if you could guarantee that he's not going to get injured again.
Obviously, comes on and takes a snap in the last game of the season, you'd be delighted, and then he can walk off. Meaningful snaps.
I don't mind if he plays with one of them little red like vests on.
Yeah, a bib. Then, yeah,
like, not the Washington football team one, but the little crop top one, just so he can't get hurt. And
for him, I'd like him to come back when there's a crowd.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. come back, take a, you know, take a knee.
Every pre-season we see a team sign Dontrell Inman to be their number two or three wide receiver. And they're never any good. Doesn't matter
who signs.
They've
still got Crowder, haven't they? Or is he at the Jets?
No, Jets.
It's Scary Terry, Dontrell Inman, Steven Sims, and Logan Thomas at tight end. Basically, it's got to be.
And they lost Jordan Reed. I know he's always concussed,
No, he's gone.
It's
basically Antonio Gibson or bust this season on offense. And I think it's bust, big bust, because he only played like two college seasons and did very little. Did he have like 30 carries in college?
Rivera's big on him though.
And that's why they've let AP go. But it's too much pressure on a rookie running back on a terrible team. You can't make that difference as a rookie running back. So I think it's bust in a big way and let Rivera rebuild the team over the next 2 years.
I think they've got the right coach in place, but yeah, I mean, let's not be around the bush. It's a poorly run organization. There's been God knows how many claims of wrongdoing within that organization. There's calls for the owner to kind of stand aside from minority owners. They've been forced to change their name, rightly so. And
the NFL have taken over the investigation now.
No longer independent investigation.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mess of an organization. I think, you know, Ron Rivera being there is the one highlight, because he's got
the best thing about this team right now.
Yeah, he's got experience of running a franchise for, you know, he basically ran the Panthers. I know they had GMs, but you know, you could tell he was the man in charge. And I mean, that's what they need. They need him to basically reorganize this franchise top to bottom, football and everything else.
So Del Rio is a defensive coord as well.
Yeah,
he's a good one.
Yeah.
So what's the lineup like at the end of the season?
I am going to go slightly controversially for the Cowboys, and then the Eagles, and then the Giants, and then the Redskins.
That's not controversial.
Washington football team.
What I've got.
Yeah. I can't see it being any different to that. I mean, the only way that could be different is if the Eagles are hit by injuries and the Giants overtake them into second.
No, that won't happen unless everyone gets injured.
But it could, because it has happened to the Eagles before. That's the only way I can see that changing. I think the Cowboys have steamed this one. No problem.
John, do you think the Giants have got a chance?
With the increased playoffs, maybe, because this you know, you say the Cowboys are going to steamroll this. They should have steamrolled it for the last 4 years.
Poor coaching.
Yeah.
They've still got the same offensive coordinator.
If they extended they
have the same offensive coordinator. When last year, all we complained was they had a stodgy offense.
Yeah, but
it's the same bloke.
You're allowed to do everything. If they extended it so the top 14 teams in each division made the playoffs, you still wouldn't make the playoffs. That's how that's how bad the Giants will be. Right. So before we carry on slagging off, John, the NFC West, Jim.
Yeah, sorry, that tickled me. So, like I did with the AFC West, I'm going to start off with the Super Bowl representatives for the NFC. Let's start off with the 49ers. Like the Chiefs, it's also quite a settled team, really. Okay, there have been some departures. DeForest Buckley going, Emmanuel Sanders going. Both of those, yeah, whilst it's massively disappointing to see Defo go, it's understandable from a managing the salary cap point of view. And then they use that draft pick to take Javon Kinlaw, who's
massive.
He's absolutely huge and is a like-for-like replacement for DeForest Buckner. Yeah, he's not going to play at that level in the first year, but there's enough talent along that defensive line that he doesn't have to. Eric Armstead had a good year last year. Solomon Thomas needs to step up and be the player that we drafted at number three a few years back. And of course, Nick Bosa and D Ford now, reports are they're now fully practicing. So if they're fit, this is a good defense again. I think this is the strength of the team. And I think the way that kind of the preseason has shaped out, I think teams with a good defense and good kind of play calling and schemes, which players are used to playing in, are probably in a really good spot. I mentioned the Chiefs. On our previous show, I think the 49ers stand a really good chance at all getting back to the Super Bowl. I am concerned about some of the injuries. I was gutted to hear kind of Jalen Hurd going into reserve, but there's obviously others as well. Brandon Ayuk, who we took in the first round, has had kind of niggles. Debo Samuel is 50-50 to start week one. So that's obviously always going to be something to kind of watch, but I think that's something that pretty much every other team in the league is thinking about. Joe Staley retiring is not just a big loss in terms of kind of his football ability, but he was the heart of the 49ers last year, and for a number of years he's one of the only player left over from the 2012 Super Bowl who then went on to play in last year as well. But on the flip side, I think we've probably got an upgrade in terms of Trent Williams if Trent Williams comes back fully fit. He's an all-pro left tackle. So if I know he's had a year off, but if he comes back fit, and from some of the video I've seen of him going against Nick Bosa, he looks like a full fit.
We've got him and Mike McGlinchey,
isn't it? Yeah, so. And there you've kind of, totem poles on each side. I think it gives Jimmy Garoppolo time in the pocket, which he needs, because he's not, he's not an Aaron Rodgers or even a Matt Stafford. He's there with Dak Prescott. He needs that time to find the receivers. But Shanahan's play system scheming gets receivers, whether they're actual wide receivers or tight ends or running backs, it gets them open. Really keen to see if Jerick McKinnon can stay fit and actually add something to the team, because we're paying him a lot of money to sit on the injury bench at the moment. But I'm also really excited to see Jordan Reed stay fit. And a couple of years ago, you would have said Jordan and Jordan Reed are your two tight ends. You'd be salivating over that, because Jordan Reed was a quality player when he was fit. If he can stay fit, it's another big target for Jimmy Garoppolo. And it's another issue for backfields within the NFC West and beyond that I have to think about. So I've mentioned fitness quite a lot. It's, we're teetering on if a few players go under, this could be a bit of a nightmare, with a Super Bowl hangover. But if they do stay fit, I think the 49ers look very strong again this year.
You know what I'll say about the Super Bowl hangover and the Niners is that I think Kyle Shanahan taking this team from what a poor position you were in sort of negates the hangover a bit. It's like, okay, we've already hit the low. The Super Bowl wasn't the low. We weren't expected to get there.
I think we got there a bit earlier.
I don't think it's a big kick in the teeth like it was for teams like the Panthers when they got there and the Rams.
Falcons.
The Falcons. I don't think it's the kick in the teeth that it was because of where you come from. So I really don't think the hangover should be there. This team basically is as good, if not a little better, than it was last year. I really feel the running back situation is great. I love the depth. I love all the things you can do at the running back position with your team.
Brandon Ayuk, wide receiver.
Yeah, but what I'm getting at is I don't think Jimmy Garoppolo has to be anything other than the same as he was last year.
Yeah, he doesn't. He absolutely doesn't. If you look at some of the stats from last year, he was one of the better quarterbacks in the league.
He was fine until you got to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then he had a bad game and he showed up because it was the Super Bowl. But, I mean, he still only played, 25 games?
He wasn't as good as Mahomes. But then there's 31 other quarterbacks guilty of that.
He overthrew that touchdown pass.
Yeah.
And you kind of think an experienced quarterback probably doesn't do that. But he got your team as far as he could. And it wasn't just on him. It was too early for everybody. So if he's the same again and the team plays the same, there'll be no Super Bowl hangover.
Let's also remember, it was his first full season, not only under Shanahan's system, but as an NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, he's now got... You wouldn't expect a quarterback in his first full season to take a team to a Super Bowl. He's done that. He's got experience now. Hopefully he'll be better on Sunday and then onwards and upwards.
You lost the Super Bowl because Sherman blew coverage twice.
Well, I was going to say, my biggest concern on the team is the cornerback and safety situation. I don't think it's as strong as other teams, but because the defensive line is so good, I don't think it has to be.
No. But yeah, that's the reason you lost. You blew coverage twice. Garoppolo had to make that huge, play, but huge pressure. But I think the team's fine. Ford, more snaps for D Ford this year.
More fitness,
I think we see the 49ers in February.
Yeah. So moving on to the LA Rams, like the Chargers, they're also moving into their spandangly new stadium, and it does look amazing. Like, if you've seen it on Hard Knocks, it looks incredible. So that's one to put on the bucket list if we ever get to travel again. I think they did have a Super Bowl hangover. I think you mentioned it previously. Like, I think they went into that Super Bowl against New England as probably their heavy favourites, and they completely blew it. I think that hurt them last year. I think McVay built up as this offensive genius, and I think he began to believe some of the hype a little bit too much.
How annoying is he on Hard Knocks?
He's incredibly annoying. But I do think last season was probably a bit humbling for him, and I think he's gone back to the drawing board, had a thought about it. I think he will be better this year. I think the Rams will be a better team this year as well. I've got concerns about their offensive line. I don't think it's amazing. Andrew Whitworth, still the left tackle, great player, probably a Hall of Famer. But
41
years old.
He's only just getting paid, though.
Yeah. There's questions at running back. Cam Akers, they've obviously drafted, was their first draft pick in the draft this year. Can he replace Todd Gurley to any extent? Can Darrell Henderson back him up? I like the wide receivers. I like Cooper Kupp. I like Robert Woods. I also really like Van Jefferson, who they drafted. So that's interesting. And the defense, I think, is strong as well, with Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald kind of leading it. So I think a lot of the Rams really leans on whether McVay can get back to what we kind of saw in his first 2 years. If he can, I think this team is going to compete at the top of the NFC West. If not, I think the order kind of changes quite a lot compared to what I've got at the moment. Any comments on the Rams?
Tyler, I've actually got them to struggle this season because I don't think McVay can do what he'd done before. I think Goff has peaked. I think the O-line is a massive issue because he's a nervous quarterback. So he starts throwing when he's under pressure. He doesn't wait it out. And I don't think the defence is as good as it should be. Aaron Donald is elite. Jalen Ramsey is nearly elite. The rest of it is okay. And I think they're going to be put in bad positions by turnovers on the offence. And I just don't think they're going to be in the playoffs this year.
Running back's poor, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cam Akers is a really good running back. But I don't think he should be leading a running back group in his first year. He's a good running back. But,
And one of the differences from last year as well to the Super Bowl year is they had Todd Gurley, who takes the pressure off Goff.
Yeah.
And now you've got a rickety O-line that's only getting older. Goff hasn't got the safety valve of Todd Gurley. I don't like them without Gurley, were they?
Nothing.
Yeah. I can see this being another backwards year. And I think that McVay will still get time to build this team, but they're not in any way comfortable playoff contenders. They will, if they get in, they'll sneak in.
They almost sneaked in last year.
That's what I mean. And if they get in, they'll sneak in this year.
Yeah, they would have been the seventh team in the playoffs last year. So I don't think you can rule them out. I begrudgingly do like Sean McVay. I do think he will make a comeback this year.
Does he need to be topless in his swimming pool every week?
No, no one does.
But he does it anyway.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the Seahawks because they're my favourite team. I really struggle to see what they've done this year, actually. They traded to bring in Jamal Adams, like that move, but they paid a lot for a safety. And I know they value the safety position. They've had some brilliant safeties in the past. But I think they got a bit fleeced on that one, to be honest with you. They brought in Carlos Hyde as well. They got a big running back stable, Carlos Hyde, Chris Carson, Rashard Penny. The latter of the two obviously haven't stayed fit. Carlos Hyde had a sneaky good year last year, over 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
I think he could legitimately be the number one running back in that team. I think he fits well within that team and with what they want to do. I like the receiving core led by Lockett and Metcalf. They brought in Josh Gordon now. Whether he'll see time on the pitch again is another question. But you know, if he does, that's another big weapon for Russell Wilson. And they brought in Greg Olsen at the tight end, who I still think has got, you know, a year or two left in him. And he's a quality player. And I think he'll be a good friend for Russell Wilson. One thing I will say on defense, I don't think they've got a very good pass rush anymore. They've obviously got Bobby Wagner and Jamal Adams, but I don't think they've got much up front now that they've lost Jadeveon Clowney. So I think that's a worry. But you can't rule the Seahawks out. They're kind of like the Patriots. Russell Wilson just drags them kicking and screaming to the playoffs. So I've still got them going to the playoffs. Hate that, but yeah.
They released Shaquem Griffin as well, didn't they? The one-handed I he played good enough in spots. I think he'll end up on another team because there's a special team. Like you said, basically, as long as they've got Russell Wilson, they're in competition for the playoffs every year. They may not go anywhere once they get there.
Yeah,
he drags this team into the playoffs every year.
I heard there was an interesting question on another podcast, and I'm not sure I could answer it. Would you prefer Patrick Mahomes on the Seahawks with the Seahawks weapons, or Russell Wilson with the Chiefs weapons?
Russell Wilson with the Chiefs weapons, yeah. Absolutely. You put Russell Wilson on that Chiefs team, they're still winning the playoffs. You put Patrick Mahomes on this team, they're not necessarily getting to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Anyway,
I don't think it's that big a question.
I think Mahomes is as good as Russell Wilson, which hasn't been experience, obviously. So anyway, I think the offensive line is the biggest issue. I think it's solid in Kansas, and it's rickety at best in Seattle, and it has been for years. But it doesn't seem to affect Russell Wilson. So I've given up ruling the Seahawks out. Yeah. They're a good team, and they're going to play out one way or another. Cardinals.
Yeah, final team, I believe.
It is, final team.
You made it, guys. Keep going.
Let's go. I really like the little dwarf they've got a quarterback. I think he's a heck of a player. And he proved that size doesn't matter in the NFL.
I've been saying size doesn't matter for years.
Yeah.
Jim proved that with three children.
I really like the quarterback. I really like, obviously, they brought in DeAndre Hopkins to play alongside Larry Fitzgerald, Christian Kirk, Andy Isabella. I think that they're four decent, different wide receivers who will give kind of defensive coordinators the skits. They've got Kenyon Drake as well at running back, a good receiving running back, but even they play a lot of four wide receiver sets in Arizona under... I've forgotten the coach's name.
Kingsbury.
Cliff Kingsbury, who probably had the best house in the draft.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, stunning. That kind of air raid offense, I think, is going to be really exciting to watch. I think if you've picked up Kyler Murray in your fantasy league, I think you've done pretty well there. If you picked him up in the dynasty league, you've done even better. So I think he's going to go on to have a really good career. On the flip side, I don't think they've got a defense at all outside Chandler Jones. Pat Peason has taken a step back. They paid Buda Baker a lot of money at safety, who's a good safety, but similar to Jamal Adams, I don't think teams should put a lot of money into safety. It's an important position, but it's not as important as cornerback. And aside from that, there's no one else on the defense that I can get excited about, really, which worries me because you're playing in a division which has got the 49ers with Shanahan. If McVay comes good, I think the Rams are better on offense, and you've got Russell Wilson as well. So I think you need to have a good defense there. Isaiah Simmons, the linebacker, is the only other name who is obviously going to be a rookie. I think he could have a big impact, but you know, rookie year, I'm not holding out much hope. So I do have the Cardinals finishing last in the division, but I don't think, like other divisions where we've said kind of, you know, the Redskins and Giants have been bad, there's going to be a big fall off between the Bucks and then the Falcons and Panthers. I don't think there is a big drop off here. My order is kind of 49ers, Seahawks, Rams, Cardinals, and I think it could be quite close between all four, to be honest with you. Done. And if anyone wants to talk about
I'm going to say the Rams finished bottom of this division this season.
Same.
I can see the Rams slipping and the Cardinals finishing third. Other than that, yeah, I've got the Seahawks finishing just behind the Niners. I think your Niners team is a quality team. That's a really good team. And I'm pleased because I like Shanahan. That's a good team. Right. Thank you, everybody. Can we have your 7 picks for the playoffs from the AFC, please? I will give you mine first while you organise yours. So I'm having Ravens, Steelers, Bills, Titans, Chiefs, Patriots, and Colts. Any more?
I'm going Chiefs, Ravens, Colts, Texans, Patriots, Bills, and Broncos.
No love for the Steelers in there, okay?
No.
Jim? I think the Steelers done. I think
don't think. I think the defense in Pittsburgh is too good. Like they nearly got in last year with no one playing quarterback. I've gone Chiefs, Ravens, Steelers, Titans, Colts, Bills, Patriots. I think it's tight between the Patriots and the Broncos.
I've gone Bills, Ravens, Colts, Chiefs, and then wild card Steelers, Titans, Broncos.
Nice. No Patriots for you, no?
No Patriots. I just think the I've got I can't go against the Steelers. Titans too good, and I'm going for a resurgent Broncos.
I love that, John. I like the fact you've stuck to the no Patriots thing. I like it. Right, NFC picks, please. I'll do mine first. I'm going Vikings, Niners, Saints, Cowboys, Bucks, Packers, and with the final slot, number 7, the Seahawks will sneak in.
So I'm going with the Niners, the Seahawks, the Cowboys, the Packers, the Vikings, the Saints, and the Bucks.
I think I've got exactly the same. 49ers, Seahawks, Saints, Bucks, Cowboys, Packers, Vikings.
Yeah, okay, we've all got the same. John?
Eagles, Packers, Saints, Niners, and wildcard of Cowboys, Bucks, and the Hawks. So the same.
Well, you've got the Eagles. No one else.
Eagles in there rather than the Vikings. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I've got Eagles over Vikings.
Ah, fair enough. Okay. And, gentlemen, this is time to lock in your Super Bowl, your matchup, and your winner. So I'm going to go, I'm going to say it's Steelers, Cowboys in the Super Bowl. Cowboys win.
Wow.
I have gone with Cowboys for the NFC and the Chiefs for the AFC, with the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. So I've gone for a Cowboys-Chiefs Super Bowl.
That would be fun.
Jim?
I've gone for the Chiefs. And I think whoever the Chiefs play, they're going to win. So I'm going to say the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl. And the NFC representative, I'm going to go with the Saints.
John?
I've gone with Chiefs, who will beat the 49ers after Gary tweets that he's confident of a 49ers win around the 50th minute of the game.
I don't believe I ever did that.
That's hard to believe, was the tweet.
I believe.
Almost starting to believe. Almost.
So I'm the only one who doesn't think the Chiefs are going to win again. Okay. So they will win again. Fair enough. Right. Thank you, everybody. That was very good. Well done. I'm impressed with all your research. Thank you very much for your dedication till this time of night. It's a filthy hour.
Before we go,
yeah.
If you mentioned the TV deal, as we are UK fans, NFL is now going to be shown on Channel 5 Monday night, and there's going to be a Sunday show similar to, I think, to like Blitz. I think it's more about the lifestyle of NFL rather than thing. But yeah, we have Monday night games on Channel 5.
Yeah, it's a good thing to have, as long as you don't mind staying up and not going to work on a Monday morning. That's the biggest problem. But, I can do that, so whatever.
Most people have a recorder. You can take the game and watch it in the next day, But it gives people who don't have Sky NFL a chance to watch the game, because it's... the more it's on free to air, the more chance it is of being some more people getting eyes on it.
Yeah, it's a great shout. Thank you very much for listening, and it's lovely to have some football to talk about again. And we'll be back this time next week to actually review a whole slate of games. Woo!
And do our first power rankings.
After week one. Yeah, I agree. I think The reason I didn't ask anybody to do them before is because we've had no pre-season.
So yeah.
I didn't think it was worth doing. I think
next week we'll get a look at it and
yeah,
if we go.
We'll go from there. Right, thank you very much. Night all.
Bye.